then ask the next question. Samachayim et Aleph? Samachayim et Aleph? Okay. We are up to the Mishnah. Samachayim et Aleph, 10 lines down. The classic discussion here about the question of when you start counting the Omer and you do the Mincha of, well, not the Mincha of the Omer. The Mincha of the Omer, question of when you do the Mincha of the Omer and when you start counting, and therefore when Shavuos is as well. Mishnah. Ketzad hein osin. How did they do this? How did they do the cutting of the Omer? Shluchei beizin yotzin me'erev yom tov va'osin osin kwichos b'mechuba l'karka. First of all, it has to start before Pesach. Before Pesach ever gets there, you had emissaries go out and you had them bundle up grain while it was still connected to the ground to prepare it. Kedei shei noach liktzor, so that it will be easy for harvesting. Kol ha'yaros ha'smuchos l'sham miskansos l'sham kedei shei niktzor be'ezek gadol. And all the people from the communities in that area would gather there so that it would end up being cut with a great involvement. You want, as Rashi says, hamula gedola. You want to have a lot of noise. And Rashi explains, Shavinu Baitusin Shavimotsa Yom Tov Kotsun Osun. So that those Baitusin will understand that we're doing it right after Yom Tov. The Baitusin Lamodu, because the Baitusin didn't agree to it. Kedimafarish Lakhaman, as the Gemara will explain. Just a little introduction to the Baitusin. They're generally considered to be an offshoot of the Tztukim. We always mention Tzadok Ubaisos as the two students of Antignos Vishsocho, and the Rambam gives you his account of how they misunderstood what he had to say about serving Hashem, almanas lekabel pras, shalom almanas lekabel pras versus almanas shalom lekabel pras, and the whole fatalist idea, the concept or the questioning of olam haba. In fact, we're going to see Tosfos on the next side, as well as some other passages in Shas, use the term stukim and baitusim interchangeably. So even within a discussion here, where the Gemara is fairly consistent that it's baitusim, Tosfos is going to call them stukim at one point. The Gratz thought that Tzdukim were political and that Baitusim were religious. And those were two different objections to the mainstream. But that's generally been rejected. The Baitos himself is supposed to have been a Kohen Gadol who was appointed by Herod in the first century before the Common Era. And there were Kohanim Gedolim in their line. The Tzdukim we know also claim to be descendants of Tzadok, the Kohen Gadol. They were a wealthy family. If you remember Marta Bas Baisos, who shows up at various places in the Gemara, that's not one woman. Marta Bas Baisos means a matron from the house of Baitos. Marta is the female equivalent of Mar in Aramaic. I gave you a few titles to articles that are around. They're accessible online. On the origins of the Baitusim, I saw one suggestion which was fascinating, that Baitusin was actually Beit Sin, and they were the Essenes. Trying to associate them with the Essenes. It's an interesting idea at any rate. So these Baitusim are very. It could be. And actually, I did see in one article, they mention that Bothus is, in Greek, is beneficial, one who helps others, and that the Tzdukim was a play on Tzadikim, and Baitusim is a play on this beneficial, nice Greek word. I've seen that suggested as well. But yeah, it is Greek.
Didn't they just believe in Teresh Yavitzah?
So the Baitusim Lav Davka, it's interesting. It's an interesting question. The Karaim are like that. It's more that they don't trust the way that the Chachamim do Torah Shebaal Peh. They don't disagree with the idea that there has to be some form of drash. They just think that the Chachamim don't have the right to tell them how to do drash. The Karam also actually end up along those lines. If you look in the Rambam in his Perash Mishnayos, he presents that it's a philosophical challenge also on this issue of Olam Haba and an overall questioning of how the Rabbanan approach Torah Shebichsav. There are not too many, but they are around. Yeah, I think there are a few communities. I think there was a community in Chicago actually. I remember reading about. There's also some Shomronim around.
Yeah. The question of who had the right to Paskin, because they were Kahanim and they all took the position that they
right.
Kahanim had the right to make them count the Perushim who were not Kahanim by
law. Right. Right, and the whole story with the Tzugim and Baitusim revolves around the Kahuna and the special status of Kohanim. Okay. So Kevin Shehach Shicha, once it got dark, Motzoi, the first day of Yom Tov, Omer Lehen, he, the person who's designated for this, and I don't know if he's a Kohen or not a Kohen, Rashi just says HaKotzer, Boha Shemesh, he says Boha Shemesh, as the sun set, Omrim Hain. We have Omer, the Shittim Kibbutz says Omrim, but they respond Hain, yes. So he asks again, Boha Shemesh, Omrim Hain. And you'll see from the end of the Mishnah, it actually happens a third time, but the editor decided, okay, I'll have a Rachonis on you. Magol Zu. Now, Rashi says, he's not asking, is this a sickle? He's asking, should I use this sickle? So, Omer Hain, yes. Magol Zu, this one, Omer Hain. Kupa Zu, this box, Omer Hain. Kupa Zu, Omer Hain. B'Shabbos, Omer Len, Shabbos Zu. Should I do it even though it's Shabbos? Meaning to emphasize that, in fact, we do. Omer Hain. Shabazu, Omer Mhain. Ektsor, should I cut? Vem Omer Lo Ktsor. They say cut. Here we switch. We don't say hain. We say cut. So the Rashash says that it could be because the idea is that it's a short response. So Ktsor is good enough to say. But then he says, on the other hand, we want long responses to awaken the Baitusim and let them know. Nonetheless, they say Ktsor. Ektsor, should I cut? Vem Lo Ktsor. Shalosh pa'amim al kol davar v'davar, three times for each of the statements. Vein omrim lo hein hein hein. They say yes each time. Okay. Kol kach lama. Why are we doing all that? Mibnei baitusim shi omrim ein ktsiras ha'omer b'motza yom tov, because the baitusim used to say we don't cut the omer after the night after the first day of yom tov, and that's what we're about to discuss. The Gemara quotes from Megillas Tanis, that scroll that includes the days when you're not supposed to fast or eulogize. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, there are two different periods of celebration to mark the defeat of the Baitusim. Ilen Yomaya de Lolihis Anoa Bahon, these are the days when one does not fast, Umiktasan de la Mispet Bahon, and on some of them not to eulogize. Meresh Yarcha de Nisan, Ad Temanya Bey Itokam Timida, de la Lemispet. The from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan, the Tamid was held up against the objection of the Baitusim, and therefore one does not even eulogize. And Rashi says, this is a higher standard than not to fast. It's a lower standard to say don't fast, a higher standard to say not only do you not fast, you don't even eulogize on that day. Umitamanya bevad sof moada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, itos of chagad shavuaya, it was established that you would celebrate Shavuos the way that the Chachamim said, as Rashi says, nisiyashe valdino, and the lola mispat or lehisana, depending on your edition. Not to eulogize, Rashi says not to fast. There are other editions of this in other Gemaras where they quote Megillas Tanis on this point. But not to fast, Rashi's point is that this was a lower level celebration. In other words, it's no fasting for this, for holding up the idea of the Omer and how to count the Omer, not even eulogizing for the Tamid. And Rashi says that it's because the Baitusim had an even stronger argument for the Tamid than they did for the Omer. So therefore, the celebration for defeating them regarding the Omer was a lower level celebration. The celebration for the Tamid was a higher celebration. If you see Rashi Dvel His Ana, that's where he spells this out. Meresh Yarcha de Nisan ve'ad Tamanya be'itokam Tamida de Lola Misbech Hayutz Dukim Omrim Yachin Bisnadev Umevi Tamid. From Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan was the fight over the Karban Tamid and the defeat of the Tzedukim, because the Tzedukim used to say that an individual could bring the Tamid on his own. You didn't need to bring it from the communal funds, the Machzor Shekel. Since we know that Tzedukim and Baitusim were wealthy aristocracy, I wonder if it wasn't because they wanted to donate it themselves. Some Tzedukim said, I want to be the one who brings the Karban Tamid, and the Chacham said, you can't do that, it's a communal Karban. So that may be where this came from. My Darish, what was their pasuk? What was this fight about? We're about 10 lines up from the bottom in Samach Hamad Aleph. Es hakeves ha'achodet ha'aseh v'aboker, v'es hakeves ha'shenit ha'aseh ben harabayim. So the word ta'aseh, you shall do, the lamb in the morning, the lamb in the evening, is lashon yachid, as Rashi says, is individual. So therefore, the Tzedukim said, you can do it yourself. Maya hadru, and how did the Chachamim respond? As karbani lachmi le'ishai tishmeru, you shall guard, plural, lashon rabim, Rashi says, sheyu kulan ban mitrumas halishka, that all of them, not just the karban tamid, but all karbanos that are communal, have to come from the half shekel. That's the argument regarding the karban tamid. That one doesn't make nearly the headlines that the Shavuos one does. Mitamanya bei vadsof moada itosof chagad shavuaya delala mispeid, or according to Rashi, delala his anah, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, one does not fast or one does not eulogize to support this, because Shavuos was upheld on those days. When I was reading it, I was wondering about, we wouldn't do it anyway because of Yom Tov, but I think their point is the added emphasis. But the Gemara, it seems to me, I think back in Tanis, has a discussion about adding a day before and adding a day after because of these special celebrations.
Shahayu
Abaytusin,
Omer. One reason why we want to say Tachlin in Nisan too, right?
Right. The first. Well, we have additional layers also, but we have the dedication of the Mishkan, and then the day before this, and the day after. Yeah. Right. Right. Shahayu Baitusin Omer Matzeres Achar Shabbos, because they used to say that the Baitusim used to say that Shavuos is supposed to be after Shabbos because the pasuk says Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after the Shabbos. So Nitfolam Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai responded to them. He took care of them. V'Omer Lam, he said to them, Shuntim, which is a good way to begin a debate. Minayin Lachem, where do you get this from? V'Lohaya Adam Echad Shei Meshivo, and none of them could respond. Even though we just read that they said it was Mimachras HaShabbos, the Marsha explains, they said Mimachras HaShabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai is not broad in his response here in the Gemara, but Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's response is, no, Shabbos means the day when you don't do Malacha, it means Pesach. That's his answer to them based on the context in those psukim where it's talking about Pesach. And then he said to them, now what do you do? And then they come back with the following answer. Chutz mizakein echad. No one can answer except for one elder, Shayim Pat Peit Kenegdo, who was giving him a hard time opposite him. Mefatfeit Rashi says, B'divrei vikuchim. Mepatpeit in general is understood as a put down. Like we say, Yosef is called Putielsh because he's Mepatfeit Yisra. No, Yosef. And because he's mefatfeit beYisro, there's also a separate idea about Yisro being called that. But Yosef, because he makes fun of his Yetzer Hara to control it, so mefatfeit is to mock somebody really. So this person is mefatfeit against Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Ba'amar saying, Moshe Rabbeinu Oev Yisrael Haya. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jews. And he knew that Shavuos would be one a day. So he wanted, this is the opposite of what a lot of people say when they complain about multiple days of Yom Tov running into Shabbos. The people complain about it. He says, no. V'tikna Echad Shabbos. Achar Shabbos. He said, it should be specifically after Shabbos. K'deshiyu Yisrael Mis'anigi. So that you'll end up with 2 days of celebration, one after the other. So you wanted Dafka to have sequential Yomim Tovim. You wanted to have 2 days of celebration in a row. Boy, and he never even saw a 3-day Yontif. Kara Olav Mikrozet. Weekend essentially. So Kara Olav Mikrozet, he said this pasuk about him. This is Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's reply. Achadas Yom Mechorev Derech Har Seir, from the beginning of Parshas Devarim, the way that he's taking this, the targum on that pasuk says it's an 11-day trip from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. Malach. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisrael Haya, if Moshe really loved the Jews, Lama Ichron Bamidbar Boim Shana, why did he make them wait 40 years in the Midbar? They're right there, they're close to Eretz Yisrael, 11 days and that's it. The Tosfos adds that they only needed 3 days to take that 11-day trip. So they really should have been able to do it speedily. Tosfos gives you the whole count on the bottom of Samachemet Aleph, but how you know it was only a 3-day trip. So, well, it's a bizarre question. So Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai knows that this is a joke. And he says to him, Amar lo shota. He says, Amar lo. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai knows the answer he's giving is a joke. So Amar lo. This Baitusi says to him, Rebbe, my master, bakacha tapotreni. That's how you send me away. You think that answers my question? What are you talking about? Amar lo shota. He said, you fool. Velote Torah shlema shalanu kesicha betela shalachem. Our complete Torah should not be like your foolishness, your emptiness. In other words, you don't deserve a real answer. Nonetheless, I'm going to give you a real answer, and the Gemara is going to launch into 7 different explanations for why it is that Machras HaShabbos actually doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, but it actually means the day after Yom Tov. So, all right, I'll give you a real answer to your to your question. Interestingly, by the way, Tosfos emphasizes that the Tzduki is not saying, or the Baitusi is not saying that Moshe made it up and that was it, but that Hashem approved it. So Kasav Echad Omer, here's the first answer. Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says Tisperu Chamishim Yom. You shall count 50 days. The Kasav Echad Omer Sheva Shabbasos Tmimos Tiyena. And another pasuk says 7 Shabbasos Tmimos, complete weeks. Haketzad, so how does that work? Kan b'yom tov shechalios b'shabbos, kan b'yom tov shechalios b'emtza shabbos. One is when yom tov is midweek, and the other is when yom tov is not midweek. And the idea is, if you take a look at Rashi, b'yom tov, it's about 10, 12 of the thin lines down, b'yom tov shal pesach shechalios b'emtza shabbos, when Pesach occurs in the middle of the week, d'matchilin limnos l'macharasos, you start counting the next day, mitokim kra b'chamishim yom, then you satisfy the pasuk 50 days, v'lo shavuos shlemos, but not complete weeks. Because a complete week means Sunday through the ensuing Shabbos. So therefore you don't have that because you have a midweek start, you have a midweek end. Ela matchilim nos b'emtza Shabbos, but you start counting instead in the middle of the week. That's the idea. Here on this, you have to pause to see Tosfos Kasav Echad Omer. Rashi before that is giving you the other option, right? That when you start right after Shabbos, then you end up with 7 complete weeks because you have Sunday through Shabbos.
Is this question that it says 50 and it says 7 weeks, which is 49? No,
hang on. That's Tosfos. That's not what our Gemara is doing. That Tosfos does throw it in here. So Tosfos says Kasav Echad Omer Tisbru Chamishim Yom. This is a classic and worth seeing inside. He says Vim Tomer. You might ask Vahalo Lo Safrino Nelamentes Yom. You might ask. I think he heard Yaakov. He says, you might ask, wait a minute, we count 49 days. We don't count 50 days. V'yesh lomar shalot tziva ha-kasuv lispor chamishim. He says, you could answer that the pasuk never meant for you to count 50 days. D'achi ka'omar kra. This, in fact, is what the pasuk is saying. We're going to come back to the Shita Mekubetzes in a moment. Ad mi macharas ha-shabbos ha-shvi'is. Until after the seventh. The seventh week, Shehu Yom Chamishim Tisperu. Until after 7 weeks, you shall count, and that would be, the day after 7 weeks would be 50 days. The Shita Mekubetzes in Chaf Aleph clarifies that what we're really saying is Ad Velo Ad Bichlal. Up to 50 days, but not including the 50th day. But Tosfos continues, Inami, alternatively, Chamishim Yom Tisperu, Avihikrav Tem Debasrei Koi. When it says you shall count 50 days, it's talking about the carbon that you're going to bring, because the pasuk continues to say, and then you shall bring a carbon. So you bring your carbon on the 50th day. But not that you actually do a count of 1 through 50. You do your count of 1 through 49, and then on day 50, you bring your carbon. V'achi k'amar, this is what it's saying. Ad mimacharas ha-shabbos ha-shvi'is tisperu. You shall count until after the seventh week. V'lo ad bichlal, not including the actual day, that actual day. Nun yom, 50 days. V'ikravtem mincha chadasha, and then you bring the mincha. That's the idea. If you take a look at the footnote, they tell you to see the Rosh in Avrei Pesachim, and he'll give you... I'll give you more of a discussion about this. But that's the first approach.
How does that really shrug up the Baitusim?
It's not. This is not about the Baitusim. The response of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is about the Baitusim. The Baitusim are not asking the 49-50 question.
They can learn the same way as Tosfos.
Yeah. Yeah, their problem is not... They could well have held that you count 49 days. Their challenge is only what day is my starting day. And for that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's response is, my answer is a better answer, that it's the day after Yom Tov, because in my answer, you end up with the possibility of complete weeks or incomplete weeks. Whereas according to you, it's always going to be complete weeks. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying.
The concept that a complete week has to be from Sunday through
right.
Shabbat. A complete week could just simply mean 7 days.
Right, and that's certainly the way we normally take it.
No, but the answer doesn't really...
Yeah, which is why we end up with 7 answers for the Baitusim.
No one says makes us Yom Kikulayom, because you're getting into the 50th day when you brought the Omer.
Because you don't actually count it. No one says Hayom Chamishim Yom.
No, we're not counting it, but you have a duration.
Right, because they're not bothered by the lack of existence of a 50th day. They're bothered by the fact that no one counts it. Yeah.
But they have to learn, like Tosfos, as far as Beijing is concerned, yeah, it's always a complete week. one part of the Torah is inclusive, the next pasuk is exclusive.
Yeah, there's no question. Also, as Yaakov said, that you could counter Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's answer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's answer is predicated upon a certain assumption.
It doesn't sound that convincing.
Well, I have to tell you that I think that I, certainly when I learned this in day school and they talked to us about the Bitusim and all that, I found their argument really compelling because I said, Shabbos? What do you mean? I know what Shabbos is. It's only if you do this drasha of Shabbos is Isser Malacha, and Isser Malacha you can include Yom Tov and all that you accept this. The real answer is because this is what we do, because the Rabbanan told us this is what it means. And all the other answers are justifications to show, and look how this fits the psukim. But the real answer is because this is what we've been taught to do, since Har Sinai. This is the way we've been doing it.
Yeah.
The Gemara Maka said that we stand up for Tamid Lachon because Malka
right.
says four.
Even more than the.
Why did they bring a riot? Ask the question. Bring a riot that you should stand up for Talachacha from here. It says 50 days. We only count 49.
Yeah, maybe because we don't want to support the Bitusim. We're giving them a straight to the Bitusim's argument. I actually do remember though, on that Gemara, take a look at the Marsha, because I think he actually asks that question. Because he asks, it's either Marsha or the Mesha Chachma on the Parsha there, asks the question of why did you wait until the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim? You have an earlier Pasuk in the Torah you could have brought. The question is asked. If I remember, I'll take a look, but I remember that someone asks that question.
The Rabbi said at the Torah that to take away Malkus.
Yes, that's the answer. That's the answer. Good. It isn't just their power to say, it isn't just that they have the power. The Torah said 40 and I'm going to give you 39. It's the fact that they have the power to reduce the pain of the person and to say, we're only going to give you the 39 Malkus instead of the 40. Which I'm sure he appreciates when he's had 39. But but you're right. That was the answer. Okay.
If it was really a Masorah, how do you take away from Masorah? It's very difficult. Say, Bitusim basically said that you don't have that Masorah,
No, the Bitusim don't accept the Masorah, and we're saying the Bitusim, that's your problem.
If someone was around for 300 years, all or 400 years, all of a sudden they say there's no Masorah like that.
The Bitusim, yeah. They say you don't have the right to tell me what the Masorah should be. Remember, especially if we take the Essenes argument, it's a sect that goes off on its own and says, I think this is what we should be doing. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, we had our second answer right after the parentheses. Remember, we have seven answers to see. We're not going to see the last one today. The last one will be on the next side on Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer Einu Tzarech. Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't need your answer. Harayu Omer Tispar Lach. The pasuk says Tispar Lach. You shall count for yourself. Sfira Taluya BeBeisdin. Meaning, Beisdin is supposed to do the count. Shehem Yodim. Our edition is Yodim LeKadesh Machvas Hashabbos Machvas Yom Tov. Alternatively, Yodim LeKadesh Yom Tov. Yatzes Shabbos Bereshis. Back in the Gemara, Shesfira Sabachal Adam. He says, look, you don't need Beis Din if it's the day after Shabbos, because the day after Shabbos is Sunday. We all know when Shabbos occurs. That's not a Chiddush. There's no novelty there. I don't need you for that. I only need Beis Din to do the counting because it's the day after Yom Tov, and Beis has to determine what day Yom Tov is. That's Rabbi Eliezer's approach. Rabbi Yeshua gives me a third approach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Amra Tara Mene Yamin Vekadesh Chodesh, Mene Yamin Vekadesh Atzeres, Ma Chodesh Samach Lebiyaso Nikar, Af Atzerach Samach Lebiyaso Nikar. Three different ways to take this line. Rabbi Yeshua says that you count days and dedicate the Chodesh, you count days and you dedicate Atzeres. Tosfos brings a view that's actually count days and dedicate Yovel, but he rejects that for reasons that Tosfos himself discusses. But there are three approaches here. Rashi's approach is, you can tell when to start counting for the new month based on the last molad. Okay, Samach Lebiyaso Nikar, close to its arrival, you can tell because you know when the last molad was and you know how many days to count. So too, you could tell when the Omer count should start by going from the last molad, which you couldn't do if it was Sunday because it would vary. The number of days from last molad would vary. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos says, what he's saying is, you can tell when Rosh Chodesh will be by looking at the moon. Nikar doesn't mean by counting. Nikar means visible. You can look at the moon and you know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. And you can look at the moon and know when Shavuos is going to be based on the phase of the moon on the fifth of the month. So that's the way Rabbeinu Tam takes it. And then Tosfos has a third approach, that you can tell when Rosh Chodesh will be based on 30 days from the old month. And you can tell when Shavuos will be based on 50 days from Pesach. Similar to Rashi, but Rashi says it's about knowing when the beginning of the count is, whereas Tosfos has it as you can know when the end of the count will be by counting from the previous Molad. But that's the idea. What's funny also, and Tosfos points this out, is that look at Rabbi Yeshua's wording. Rabbi Yeshua says, Amra Torah, Mnei Yom V'Kadesh Chodesh, right? That's what it says here. But what does Amra Torah mean to the Tzedukim? The Torah doesn't say it, or the Beit Din, it doesn't say it explicitly in the Torah. They didn't even accept your Amra Torah. Nonetheless, Tosfos discusses it. See there for more. There's too much else to see here. But he says, the Im Tomar, if you're going to say back in the Gemara, at Seres Lo'olam Achar HaShabbos, that Shavuos is always the day after Shabbos, Heyoch Tehei Nikeres Milif Mishel Lefonah, how could you tell in advance, either by counting or by phase of the moon? There's no way you would know. So that's our third answer. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael gives me a fourth answer. Amra Torah, the Torah says, Havei Omer bePesach, Ushtei Alechem Batzeres. We associate the Omer being brought on the second day of Pesach with the Shtei Alechem being brought on Shavuos. So, Ma Laholan Regel Utchilas Regel, Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. On Shavuos, it's on Yom Tov proper, which it won't be here, necessarily, Rashi points out, if you do it on the day after Shabbos. Right? It could end up being after Yom Tov is over, theoretically. So he says, regarding Shavuos, it's on Yom Tov. Here, meaning the Shtei Alechem are on Yom Tov. So to here, it should be on Yom Tov. Number two, it's the Tchilas Regel, because there only is Tchilas Regel when you're dealing with Shavuos, unless you count your Tashlumin time. But he says it's at the start of Yom Tov, so too the Omer is supposed to be at the beginning of Yom Tov. That's Rabbi Yishmael's approach.
And not say Shabbat
Chol Moed. And not say, or not even Shabbat Chol Moed, theoretically Shabbat is the Sunday after Pesach. If Pesach starts on a Shabbos, or on a, well, maybe not, maybe then they would go back. But if Pesach starts on a Sunday, then you're not going to end up doing it until after Yom Tov is over. Right, Rashi makes that point. Now, the next approach is brought by an hour edition, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. That's going to be a problem, because later on, we're going to bring Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer's approach about how it's based in counting. So, we have a number of different ways to address this. In the margin, they have somehow the addition of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Becerra, which is what I put on your sheets, that it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, it's his lesser-known brother, it's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Becerra. We talked about the B'nai Becerra elsewhere. The Tosfos notes that Rabbeinu Gershom omitted ben Becerra from the later view. He says, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, and the one later where it's going to say Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is actually just Rabbi Yehuda Stam. He also suggests that maybe there were two Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerras, which isn't so strange, since yesterday we saw there may have been three Rabbi Yishmael ben Elishas. So maybe there were two Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerras. Okay. However you slice it, we have here Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra giving us a fifth answer. Ne'amar Shabbos Lamala. The Ne'amar Shabbos Lamata. He says the Torah here uses the term Shabbos above and below. Rashi explains the Shabbos Lamata at the end of the thin lines. Ad mimacharas haShabbos haShviis, until after the seventh Shabbos, v'ekraftem mencha chadasha, you bring the new mencha, dainu atzeres, that's Shavuos. The Ne'amar Shabbos Lamala, and it said Shabbos earlier, usfartem lachem mimacharas haShabbos. You shall get from the day after the Shabbos. So mala halon regel, utchilas regel samuchla, afkan regel utchilas regel samuchla. He says that links the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, just like the Shtei Alechem are on Yom Tov. And at the beginning of Yom Tov, so too the beginning of the count is supposed to be on Yom Tov, meaning Pesach, and at the beginning of Yom Tov. Similar result as Rabbi Yishmael, as Rabbi Yishmael, but from a different source in order to get there. Not exactly Gzereshava. He doesn't use the language that we would associate with Gzereshava.
Wouldn't the bite just seem to suggest that if it is always Sunday, then Shavuot is always going to be Sunday, so then they're both going to be
Shabbat. The Baitusim are going to look at all of these and laugh. The Baitusim are going to reject these one way or another. The point really isn't for the Baitusim. The point is to get the Rov Am to on your side so you can defeat the Baitusim. Because remember, it all surrounds the question of when are they bringing the Omer. If you win and the Omer is brought on the right day, all of these other discussions are just nice articles and periodicals. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, a new brisa where we'll get more approaches. Usvartem lachem, you shall count for yourselves. Shetehei sefira lachol echad v'echad. This is a Tanakhama. It's not directly germane for our discussion, but each of us should count. Tosfos here in Ksuvos Ayin Beis Amud Aleph says that means we each count with a bracha. And therefore, regarding Yovel, where we say Beis Din is supposed to count, Beis Din counts the years with a bracha. They actually get up every year and say, this is whatever year for the Yovel. They, I have no word on how they did the Sphiros and whether they said the Harachman and all that, but they did a count for the Yovel, and he argues therefore that wherever the Torah tells you to count, you should really count with a bracha. So women, when they are Zavos, should count with a bracha, except that there's a concern they might see more Ziva and then it'll disrupt the count. And that's why they don't. Count with a bracha as zavos. But in general, when the Torah says count, it means it's a formal mitzvah done with a statement and a bracha. So Rabbi Yossi, so he says here, you should count, and then the brisa continues with the part that's germane for us. Mimacharas haShabbos, from the day after the Shabbos. Mimacharas Yom Tov, the day after Yom Tov. O eino elo lemacharas Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe not. Maybe it should be the day after Shabbos Bereishis. Dehainu, it should be Sunday. Rabbi Yossi bar Yuda Omer, harehu Omer tisperu chamishim yom. He says no, because the pasuk says you shall count 50 days. Kol sefiros shata sofer lo yehu ela chamishim yom. All of the counts that you do should only be 50 days. That's how it should. That's how it should work. So what? Then tell me, Machras Shabbos Bereishis. If you'll tell me it's the day after Shabbos Bereishis, Pa'amim Shatamotze Chamishim VeEchad UPa'amim Shatamotze Chamishim UShnayim Chamishim UShlosha Chamishim VeArba Chamishim VeChamisha Chamishim VeShisha. Sounds like a Mishnah Megillah. He says you could end up with 51 through 56, and what he means here, as Rashi explains, is not that you'll have count. You won't be counting more days, but the length of time between the beginning of Pesach and when you bring the Omer will end up being 51, 55, 56 days, and I don't want that. Even though it's not part of my count, and therefore really there's nothing wrong with that number, he seems to say that no, that's not an acceptable result. So that's his answer. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira then comes along, and here we think it really is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, or it's Rabbi Yehuda, per that Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer Eino Tzarech, he says, you don't need that answer. Harayu Omer, Tisparlach, the Torah says, Tisparlach, you shall count for yourself. Right, like Rabbi Eliezer said in number 2. The count depends on Beis Din, Yatz, Shabbos Bereishis, Shesfirasa B'chol Yom, as opposed to Shabbos Bereishis, B'chol Adam, sorry, as opposed to Shabbos Bereishis, you don't need a Beis Din for. That's done by everybody. Should we do the seventh answer, Rabbi Yossi? Make things easier for Rabbi Vail. Okay, the third line then. Rabbi Yossi gives me the last answer in the set. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mimachras HaShabbos means Mimachras Yom Tov, the day after Yom Tov. Oh, okay. Atahoy, Mimachras Yom Tov, O'ena Ola, Mimachras Shabbos Bereishis. You say it's the day after Yom Tov. Maybe not. Maybe it's the day after Shabbos. Amrit, V'chinemar, Mimachras HaShabbos, Shebesoch HaPesach. V'alolo Nemar, Ola, Mimachras HaShabbos. D'chola Shanakula, Malaya Shabbosos. He says, look, it doesn't say the day after the Shabbos that's in Pesach. So if it's really the day after Shabbos Bereishis, I'm going to come back to you and say, well, which Shabbos is that? Right? What do you mean? How do you know it's the Shabbos after Pesach? The whole year is filled with Shabboses. Shabbatot. Tseyu b'dok, gezo Shabbos. Go out and investigate and tell me which Shabbos it's supposed to be. It can't be that non-specific. Ve'odin further, Namra Shabbos Lamata, Ve'namra Shabbos Lamala. It said Shabbos regarding the Omer, and it said Shabbos regarding the Shtei Alechem. Malol and regel utchilas regel, the one that is lamata, the one that is the shtei alechem one is Yom Tov in the beginning of Yom Tov. Afkan regel utchilas regel, so is the Omer, which is above, which is going to be the beginning of Pesach. He's going back to Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira.
Wasn't that Rabbi
Yishmael? No, Rabbi Yishmael was the one who said that they're connected in terms of regel and tchilas regel, but not because of lamata and lamala. He just made the general connection of Havei Omer v'Pesach u'Shtei Alechem Ba'atzeres. Yeah, that's why I gave you the list here, because it gets confusing. So but the upshot is, we have all these different approaches to how we get it. The Gemara is going to continue, the Bryce is going to continue with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but he's going to be making a separate point.